Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. Now, as many of you know, Kirk and I travel to different conferences and we speak mostly about podcasting and social media. And we had the absolute pleasure to meet somebody at our last big conference we went to, which was the SEI Top Producer Conference. It was out in Washington, D.C. We had a chance to go ahead and meet Heather. Now, the fun thing about Heather is she has a lot more life experience as she does have experience with advisors. So she brings a very, very fresh and appropriate unbiased look at social media, because that's actually her title. Her name is Heather Wilson, and her title is officially the social media manager for the SEI Advisor Network. So Heather, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, and so we were waxing a little philosophical. You, Kirk, and I were on a kind of a panel asking or answering questions about social media. And one of the things that you said, and this is where I'd like to start the podcast today, one of the things that you said that I have repeated since I heard you say this was, the question was, what is the number one thing you wish advisors would do on social media? And what was your answer?
They need to listen more.
So I want you to break that down, please, because I don't think people understand what you mean by that. Because when I say, well, I was talking to Heather and this is what Heather said, they're like, well, Matt, what does that mean to you? So Heather, inform our audience on that.
Yeah, sure. So I also write blogs for SEI Advisor Network as well. And I just recently published a blog about this, because it was interesting to me when I said that in that meeting that, like, there was definitely a look of blank faces. And truth be told, before I started doing this, and, you know, I don't have a huge background in social media, I kind of stepped into this a few years ago, it was actually something that was hard for me to kind of grasp as well. And so, you know, I think we do a lot of putting content out there. I don't think we do a lot of watching how our clients or our prospects or our followers are consuming that content. I think a lot of people assume, because they're not seeing activity from people that they're connected with, that they're not actually active, when in fact they're probably the most active. And, you know, I think people just have this false assumption that their clients aren't active on social because they're not seeing them. And there was also this weird question about, well, I don't want to stalk my clients. And, you know, it became very apparent to us. I mean, you and I looked at each other at the same time and were just like, well, you don't have to stalk them if you're connected with them. You're going to see their activity, you know? And so there were, like, very specific things that came up that I found to be very interesting. And I really needed to think of myself when I first started doing social media professionally and remind myself that, yeah, it is a weird concept.
Would you mind sharing with our audience where they can find that most recent blog? And we'll make sure we put it in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to www.seic.com/practicallyspeaking. And it was just published, I think, last week.
Okay. So. And that Practically Speaking blog for all of our listeners is a magnificent resource. Heather blogs, there's two or three other professionals within the SEI network that blog some good practice management stuff, some good marketing stuff. It's just really wonderful. So bookmark that page, that Practically Speaking page. Why don't you explain to our audience not just what you do for SEI, but what SEI does for our listening audience, which is like 99% financial advisors?
Sure. So SEI is a large international company. I work for one of the business units within SEI called the Advisor Network. We're a flexible outsourced business solution for independent advisors. Basically, what we focus on is allowing advisors to have a little bit more time to focus on what they love to do, which is help their clients. You know, we try and help them with a lot of the back end things that need to happen. We also provide strategic alliance support. We, you know, we're partnered with strategic alliances so that we can offer them discounted pricing or things like that. But it's basically our function is to make the life of our clients, who are advisors, simpler.
Okay.
And so my role is, again, a social media manager. So I took over this role about 2.5 years ago. Previously, my focus was really, I'm a PowerPoint expert. So I was a presentation expert for the business unit. I was responsible for all the presentations that we use both internally and externally. And I'm very heavily involved in our client events. So I'm still very involved with the client events, specifically our large client events. But now my main focus is social media. And social media, for us, it really starts with our blog. As you mentioned, we have three main figureheads. Myself, I focus on social. John Anderson, who focuses mainly on practice management. And Rafe Lee, who focuses on technology. We just recently added 2 new figureheads, so we're announcing that this week. We've kind of been rolling them out slowly. Ali Carey, who is focusing on client experience, and Brian Briggs, who his focus is on millennials. And so we're really very proud of our blog. It's not product-focused. It's very much focused on helping our advisors better their business. So all of our social media efforts really come off of those blogs. So, you know, I manage all 5 of those figureheads. I manage all the publication that happens with our blog, and I manage all the social media activities. So I oversee all the Twitter handles, LinkedIn, Facebook, things like that for all of them. And I kind of am the little Wizard of Oz behind the curtain doing a lot of this stuff for them while they're focused on their other jobs.
People who aren't involved with the SE Advisor Network, can they still find out who you have relationships with?
So, yeah. So we are actually redoing our corporate site right now. So if you went out there, might not find these things quite so easily. We will be updating those. But I can tell you, we work with, you know, well-known industry technologies, a lot of which seamlessly connect with our technology platform that all of our advisors use. So names such as, you know, MoneyGuide Pro, Redtail, Actify, FP Transitions. We have great relationships with them. They were actually at that conference, you know, you spoke mm-hmm. about, Matt. And obviously, we have a relationship with Top Advisor Marketing.
Woohoo! Yeah, we always like those relationships. And we had a really good time. Kirk and I had a great time walking around talking to each of those providers. And the seamless part of that, which I'm so glad you brought that up, Heather, is really huge, that the way that you are trying to build your technology platform and have successfully built your technology platform really does lend to an advisor to have things work together, because that's one of the biggest frustrations that I used to have when I was a coach, is this wouldn't talk to this, or this didn't pull from here. Yep. And you guys have done a really great job with that. So let's talk a little bit more about your blog and about this idea, how important it is for advisors to listen. What sort of tips did you provide?
So one of the main things, and I mentioned that earlier, is I think what's happening is, A, they're listening in the wrong place, the wrong social platform.
Okay, well, I'm going to pause you right there. Wait. What do you mean by that?
So I think a lot of advisors, they want professional people as their clients. Mm-hmm. And so what is the most professional of all of the social platforms? LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Matt, you and I know people aren't very social on LinkedIn.
Right.
You know, they're sharing a lot of industry stuff, the professional things, whatever, but they're not sharing personal things. And so you can be trying to listen to your clients that you're connected with on LinkedIn as much as you want. People aren't out there sharing content typically. The people who are sharing content are probably more on the sales side, trying to connect with people and connect with, you know, leads and whatever. They're not out there talking about life events that are happening to them. So what I recommend is, if you're not, as an advisor, if you're not on Facebook, you probably should be. And yes, you can have a business page on Facebook, but you need to have a personal page on Facebook as well that you are connected with your clients on. And I know that freaks a lot of people out. They don't want their clients to see everything that they're doing on their Facebook page. And I totally get that. But Facebook has a really awesome thing that you can do, and you can set up lists. And so you can then filter your entire wall of where you're seeing status mm-hmm. updates from people. You can look at a filtered view of your wall of only your clients and or prospects. So you don't have to, it gets all the noise out of there. And in that same filtered view, you can do status updates just to those people. So while, you know, a status update related to your business might not be offensive or anything to, you know, your aunt, she might not need to be seeing that all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's really great to be able to target status updates just to those people you're looking to connect with and reach out with and stay on top of. You want to stay, you know, top of mind with them, but you don't want it to be a business push. You know, like you want your prospects or clients to see you as a person, that you are the face of your business, not necessarily, you know, that you're trying to push your services. So it's a delicate balance, but by using that list feature, you can at a minimum be listening to what your clients and prospects are doing. Do they have children who are just graduating college, mm-hmm. that might need some financial help? Are they saving for a home? Did they post pictures of the retirement party? Mm-hmm. These are huge life events that can trigger conversations. And if nothing else, it can trigger you to just a congratulations, a happy birthday. It's staying top of mind with those people. So I think people are kind of on the wrong platform is what I was hearing.
Gotcha.
LinkedIn's not the place to be.
Yeah. Now, with
at least in my opinion.
Now, so here's where the stalky thing comes, right? And so, well, I had an advisor very recently who had put up a very overly strong objection to what you were just saying, and what I'm, because we're on the same page with that. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, Matt, you know, if I'm in a meeting with a client and I say, hey, I noticed that your child had just graduated, doesn't that make me look like a stalker? And the way to get around that, or at least to follow the social rules of social media, because there are rules, right? There's social mores and folkways that every single solitary thing has. And you just said it, Heather, you don't post this on LinkedIn, but it's okay to post it here. That's a social more or folkway. That's the culture that we have. If you did like that or comment or say congratulations to that grandchild graduating or whatever, when they do come in, then you don't look like a freak because they're like, well, how did you know that? You say, I said congratulations on Facebook. Yeah. So the other, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I know you hear this stuff a lot, and I don't get a lot of people who I can play devil's advocate that I trust their responses, especially when it comes to social media. What about the advisor that says to you, I don't want them to know anything about me outside of business?
Well, again, I mean, that's where just posting certain things, like by not allowing them a view into you totally, like you can set up different groups in Facebook. Your everyday Facebook activities don't have to be visible to the people in those groups. That's where you can go and you can set up some preferences. So right now I have a few groups set up. They're just for my personal use. I have, you know, a group that is a bunch of my friends from when I was a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not really for me to only be posting certain things to certain places. It's just easier for me to filter out of the hundreds of friends I have if I want to see something quickly.
Yeah.
But when I go to post a status update, it's going to ask me right as I'm posting the status update, do you want this visible to everybody?
Yep.
And if you have certain groups set up, you can say, no, I don't want this visible to everybody. I want this visible to this chunk, or I don't want this visible to this group. Mm-hmm. And so you can be very selective about how you are out in the world on Facebook. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing.
Man, I am probably going to cut that from the podcast and put that somewhere where everybody and their brother can read that like 15 times in a row, because that was a great sequence of words that you just had there that really sums up how we at Top Advisor Marketing, and I know how you feel about social media. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the Practically Speaking blog. So I want to talk about that. So you said John Anderson, who has been a guest on the podcast. We did a live podcast with him last year, the event in Chicago. I had a whole bunch of fun. What sort of stuff are these? So you said that you've got technology, you've got millennials, you've mm-hmm. got the practice management, and then social media. What was the fifth one?
Client experience.
Client experience.
That's actually brand new for us.
Okay. And by the time this podcast comes out, most of those will be live. We're
absolutely.
About, yeah. So would you mind just tell us a little bit about the two new ones and what people can expect from reading those blogs?
Sure. So we had a different writer who focused on millennials. Her name was Missy Polig. She really focused a lot, not only on advisors not only advisors focusing on millennials as niche clients, but also on millennials getting into the business as well. So, you know, she wrote a lot about, the millennial perspective coming into the financial industry, the types of things that millennials could do for your business and your firm. You know, millennials sometimes can get a bad rap, but they have a lot to offer. You know, mm-hmm. they're technologically savvy. They use social media. These are things that some older advisors might not be as comfortable with. Right. So there's a lot of benefits. But the interesting thing is that Missy also was studying for her CFP.
Oh.
And so she wound up passing her CFP.
Yay.
And she recently left Advisor Network to be an advisor. So she is actually working with one of the firms that is one of our top firms locally. And she has taken everything that she's written about and really put it into practice and is with that company.
Wow.
So our new millennial person is Brian Briggs. We're really excited. Brian has a really great perspective. He works in our investment solutions team, and he actually works hand in hand with John Anderson.
Okay.
But he is in advisor offices all the time. He speaks at a lot of our advisor events, like our regional events.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a really great perspective on the advisor business and firms, you know, having been out in the field and being there to see it. And so he's energetic and awesome, and we're really excited to have him writing for us. And then the advisor experience person, Allie Carey. Allie has been with us for years. She actually started on our sales floor as an internal, and she's kind of bounced around within Advisor Network for a bunch of different roles and was really involved with our technology integrations and our new platform that we're rolling out now. And in that process, you know, it became really apparent that some of the things that we were struggling with was how our advisors were experiencing their day-to-day lives on our new technology.
Hmm.
And so we, as, you know, a business unit at SDI, have really taken a strong initiative to really focus on providing the optimal client experience. And she's overseeing that. She works hand in hand with Rafe Lee, who's our technology person.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, you know, she's great. She's very, very passionate about making sure, you know, what we're providing is the best experience that our clients have, and in turn can give their clients a really great experience too. So even that event that you were at,
mm-hmm.
was all about the optimal client experience.
Yeah.
So it's our initiative here at SDI. And so she's really focusing her last couple blogs that she's done. I think she's written 3 to date. Hers gets published today. What she's been focusing on is some of the well-known companies that are known for their client experience and kind of how they do that and what advisors can learn from that. So things like Disney, Amazon, you know, like everybody knows great client experience.
Right.
And she's pulling out little tips about how they run their business and how advisors can really learn.
I want to pause, or actually not pause, I want to rewind to something that you said about millennials. And I think it's absolutely hysterical. I've been around long enough now to remember when my generation was the devil, right? I don't know if you remember
mm-hmm.
that. But, so I think it's every generation, right? It's that limited perspective to see really what younger people can add to your business and really to society. We haven't hired basically an entire millennial staff at Top Advisor Marketing because we really needed to. Mm-hmm. And we're a very forward-thinking technology-based social media service, you know, with podcasting and all the things that we do. We needed to have a very strong digital footprint. And it does take a little bit of a different managerial technique, but if you're a good manager, it's not that difficult. Heather, what is the biggest lesson that you think advisors should learn?
Well, it's funny, you know, we're just talking about millennials. You know, I think from a social perspective, I think there's still this pervasive feeling that social is like a fly-by-night type of thing, or that it's only for, you know, quote unquote, the kids. Social's not going anywhere. The only thing that's happening is you're not getting on the boat. The boat's left. It's down the road. But it doesn't mean that you can't catch up. I think, though, that for, you know, advisors who they're not comfortable on social or social isn't part of their day-to-day lives, catching up is daunting. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as kind of pulling back around, by bringing millennials and bringing younger people into your firm, even if it's like a part-time person, you know, or maybe a summer intern mm-hmm. or something, that they can get you up and running and get you comfortable. Once you're up and running and you have like the machine turning and you know what you're doing, it's not quite as daunting. It's going from 0 to 60. It's in there that's the scary piece. And so I think bringing younger people into your firm or into your life even, you know, there's always somebody that wants to learn, an internship, a work study, you know, trying to see if they want to be an advisor when they go to college. It could be somebody in high school, for goodness sakes, you know, like anybody, to just kind of bridge the gap a little bit.
And if you aren't able to find somebody like that in your area, which, by the way, they're everywhere, that's why we've hired up the way that we've hired up and staffed up, because we have those people for you. And of course, we also have the industry experience, too, to make sure that we're not posting things that are not supposed to be posted, which I think is my only there is a pretty steep learning curve. I had an office I worked with in North Carolina when I was still running Top Advisor Coaching, and he had just hired a woman who had just graduated with her bachelor's degree in marketing, and she was his blog writer, and it took her about 9 months before she was up and running. And she was a rock star. Oh my gosh, man, you should have seen what she was posting, and her blogs were so well written. But the problem was, is she realized she was good at it, and other people realized she was good at it, and she got hired away.
Yeah.
And she emailed me, I don't know, probably about a month ago, asking me for a recommendation a reference, right?
A reference.
And I was like, of course I'll be a reference for you, because she was really that good. So let's start wrapping stuff up. Now, everybody who's listening to this, I'm assuming, is like, wow, you know, Heather really knows her stuff. They've got a great team of stuff in with the Practically Speaking blog and all of the different things that you have going on, that there are people who might want to reach out to you. So before we give everybody all of your contact stuff, what would be a trigger for an advisor to say, man, I really need to talk to that Heather Wilson lady?
Well, you know, I talk to advisors that are kind of at all levels
okay.
of implementing social. There's the advisor that's a little nervous. They don't know how to get started. And I kind of talk them through, you know, if you're working with a broker dealer, you need to check with them. What's mm-hmm. their policy? You need to have a social media policy. You need guidelines and, you know, whatever. So from that point all the way up through, you know, how do I do, you know, paid social? How can I do advertising on social media? A lot of it, I'm not going to lie, I'm learning right along with the advisor. You know, this is somewhat new to me too, but I think sometimes that actually makes the advisor feel a little bit not like they're an old dog learning a new trick. You know what? I'm learning the new tricks too. And mm-hmm. so social changes all the time. It's not a static thing. And so there's always something new to learn. There's always something new to try. And I think one of the really great things about social is that nothing that you do can't be, well, I don't want to say nothing, but a lot of what you do can't be undone. It's not like you're spending thousands of dollars on a print piece that's going to go to print and you can't pull it back.
Yes.
You know, if it's not resonating, you pull it off,
yep.
you know, but yeah. So, I mean, I talk with all different types of people who are new to marketing, people who've been in marketing for a long time. So I'm pretty happy to talk with just about anybody. And if I don't have the answer, I'll try and help them find it.
So provide them with the best way for them to contact you, please.
So my email is probably the easiest. It's hlwilson@seic.com. I can also be reached on Twitter if you are a Twitter person, and that's @SEIHeatherW. You can also find me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to track down there.
Well, Heather, thank you so much. I would love to start setting up a calendar of us having the opportunity to interview any of the blog writers, especially having you back on the show. I love that you said that you're learning side by side with advisors. When I wrote the social media handbook for financial advisors like 5 years ago, I remember a person had called me and they said the book had just come out. And they had said, you know, Matt, I'm walking through your step by step here, and it's not in line with what Facebook does. Yes, because social media is constantly changing. They're constantly changing their interfaces, their algorithms, their absolutely everything. So even if you are an old dog with social media like I am, you still need to be very, very agile and need to understand that what you knew 2 weeks ago might not be what's going on now.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you once again, Heather. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we will have you back on the show. Any last parting thoughts?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just do your due diligence and get on out there and listen, listen a lot. Just be social.
Awesome. And this was another podcast of Top Advisor Marketing with Heather Wilson, social media manager for the SEI Advisor Network. And for Heather and for everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, I want to thank you very much for listening. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you take a moment to subscribe now. That way, when we do come out with something just like this, it'll show up directly on your listening device. And it also makes it easier to share with your friends, family, and other financial advisors that you're connected with. So we'll see you on the other side of the mic for the next episode very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.